Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So tonight, Joe Biden, most important speech of his life. All right. There'll be a significant amount of people watching this during the week, this week. Not many people watch the convention. I was in and out, but I have a staff. Most people don't have a staff. And they funnel me stuff that I have to see. And we will have that for you tonight. In fact, tonight is, I think, my favorite program, my favorite broadcast this week. We got a lot of very interesting stuff. As always, pen and paper is handy. Now, after the Biden speech tonight, which would be, 10:30 Eastern, I'm going to do a special message on BillO'Reilly.com right after the speech, instant analysis. We'll post it there. And everybody can listen, and I hope you go on in and do that. Stay up late. It'll be worth it, or you can catch it tomorrow morning. I'm going to have a special column on Sunday. We post those columns at noon, all right? So you might look out for that. And then Bernie and Sid and I had a pretty interesting discussion this morning on WABC Radio, and that is posted on BillO'Reilly.com as well. So let's begin our coverage with President Obama. Now, I've been fair to the president. You know that. He knows that. I think I understand him very, very well. So he comes on, he's looking a little casual, and his only goal is to say, no, President Trump's not cutting it. Roll the tape.
I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope, for the sake of our country, that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously. That he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that had been placed in his care. But he never did. For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work. No interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. No interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves. Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't.
Okay, and you expect that. Actually, I expected a lot worse. All right. I thought Barack Obama was pretty gentle, but this line caught my attention. He has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. Well, Donald Trump works hard. I can tell you that. I mean, he's on the job and he doesn't sleep. He's like a vampire if you read the United States of Trump, and you should. Just to know who the president is. He works hard. Now, a lot of it's self-involvement, yes, there's no doubt about that. He's not a particularly altruistic man, altruistic word of the day. But when President Obama says that all he's doing is trying to help himself and his friends, I'm his friend, I think. We don't talk very much anymore because I think I tell him things he doesn't want to hear, but I don't even know that to be a fact. I'm his friend. He hasn't helped me. In fact, I pay a lot more federal income tax because Donald Trump knocked out the deduction for state taxes and limited the mortgage deduction to $10,000. I'm paying significantly amount more than I did under Barack Obama to the federal government. Now, that didn't help me. All right. I don't mind doing it. The taxes are too high for, to be fair, I know that, but I don't mind it. I consider myself lucky. All right. But to say that all Trump wants to do is cronyism, you can't back it up.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay. COVID is Trump's fault. So Democrats are going to run on two issues. Trump is evil. There's evil. And COVID is Trump's fault. So everyone who's suffering and has to wear a mask, it's inconvenience, got the disease, Trump did it to you. Roll the tape.
Donald Trump's ignorance and incompetence have always been a danger to our country. COVID-19 was Trump's biggest test. He failed miserably. Today, America has the most COVID deaths in the world and an economic collapse.
Yeah, okay. So Europe is now experiencing another COVID wave. Is that Trump's fault? Okay, Senator, is that Trump's fault? Europe, your socialistic model, got some problems there, okay? Daily cases have more than doubled since the end of July in Europe. That Trump's fault? Are they doing something there? Are they copying Trump? So no politician, no human being, no one can stop this insidious thing. I look at the Trump administration. I think they've done B, maybe B minus on COVID. The deficit is they weren't urgent enough in the beginning. But there's a reason that Donald Trump didn't want to tank the economy and the stock markets. He saved the stock market. And if you have investments for your future, your retirement, education, that's big. Saved it, but he couldn't save the economy. And, we have five times many cases. The reason that we have so many cases here, more than other countries proportionally, is because we are an affluent, mobile society. We move. We go a lot of places. Far more than Europeans do, if you've ever been to Europe. Okay? That is not a mobile society over there. They stay. We don't. The reason New York City got devastated is because the people were on the subways and buses. They're going all over the place. And they spread it. And the reason it popped up in Florida and Texas and Arizona is when the weather got warm, people went out. All right, and socialize when they shouldn't have. We'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so I have some stuff to show you. First, we have a stand-up sticker. Stand up. You put it on your front lawn. All right. Stand up for your country. Look at that. That is great. That is so good. We'll send them to you. They cost a little bit. We're keeping it down. Stand up for your country. You put it on your lawn. It's not a political statement. It's basically, I love my country. So we got the stickers. Now we have the stand up thing. This is great. I love this. Then stand up for your country hats. I mean, come on, let's get them. It's really good. This is a great campaign. We love our country. It's not political. We love our country. We don't kneel. We stand for our country. You buy Crazy Horse, we'll send you a free sticker. Stand up for your country. So pre-order Crazy Horse, bang, you get a sticker. Free. All right? Hats are made in America. No more China. Made in America. We'll pay more for them. And they're nice. Bayside, made in the USA. Boom. I get a lot of letters saying, oh, my daughter, my son, my in-laws, whatever, they see it different and it's causing attention. Don't talk politics in the family. You can make a point if they ask you a question, back it up with facts. That's what we give you every night here, facts. But if they don't accept the facts, and it's and I just, okay, that's fine. We respect your opinion because we do. We traditional Americans respect opinions. We do. If they're loons, they're loons. You can still love a loon. Maybe I'll get a bumper sticker, love a loon. But don't let it impact the family, you know? You don't need to do that. Stick to your beliefs, all right? If they ask, tell them why you believe what you believe. But if they say something other, go, just, well, we respect that. And that's it. That's it. Mom said, don't talk about politics and religion. Mom's right. I'll see you soon.